Before we get into the trip and everything that kind of came along with it, when you look at those standings at the end of the tournament and you see Canada coming in at number three with the strong tournament the country provided, what kind of crosses your mind?
I was honestly just proud of all the players there and the coaches and just how well we kind of came together and competed.
Yeah, and the expectations as a team and a country coming into the tournament. I mean, obviously, you're playing the best of the best at your age group. What were the expectations coming in?
For sure to medal, but we definitely wanted to take on U.S. for the gold.
Yeah, and before we get into really what happened on the field, I mean, obviously, you guys had some off time. What was the day in the life like for a Canadian in Panama, and did the schedule kind of keep you guys busy?
We did have an off day, but we decided to practice because, like I said, we wanted to medal, and we weren't there to, you know, make any friends. For sure, the day in the life, we're in the hotel, just hanging out, and then when it was game time, we got on the bus, and we got ready to go.
Okay, so getting onto the field, I mean, obviously you guys kicked off with Colombia, starting the tournament off with a big 8-3 victory. How did that W kind of set the stage for the rest of the tournament for you guys?
That game was, it was kind of like a statement game for us. We really wanted to put it out there that we're there, we mean business. And, and it was just a great feeling, and it just kept us going all the way to Venezuela and then all the way to Nicaragua.
And was it nice to kind of come in as a Canadian, get your cleats wet, I guess, in Panama, seeing those different types of ball diamonds and how they kind of live their life and their culture?
It was a great experience. The only thing I can kind of compare it to would be when we went to Dominican Republic earlier last year. It was like, it's just baseball, like, their life is baseball there. So, you know, it was just good to kind of see and kind of experience that.
And obviously you guys went from Colombia, you rolled through Venezuela and into the Bahamas with a 17-3 victory. From there you clinched first place in Group B. What was the mentality of the team at that point? Obviously you told me you guys won a medal, but clearly the group that you guys had was something special.
Honestly, I think it was after that game we just kind of realized, like, we have something here. Like, this is a team that could do a lot. Like, we could win a gold, or we can win a silver, we can win a medal, and kind of from there, it was just, like, let's go, guys.
Yeah. From there, you guys obviously had a tough loss to Cuba, but led you guys into the super round against Nicaragua. You hit your first of two home runs to bust the game wide open of the tournament. How did that make you feel, and what did you see at that at-bat?
It was just a great feeling, because I was struggling earlier during the tournament, and I was kind of really didn't feel like I was giving enough to my teammates, even though I was really trying. So when I saw that pitch and hanging curveball and I hit it, I was just like it was just something I was hoping to do earlier in the tournament. So it was just a great feeling all in all.
Well, that's just one of two big home runs that you hit in the tournament. We'll get to the second one. And you talked a little bit about the States as well. Obviously, you guys suffered a tough loss against them. But in your eyes, how kind of close is Canada to getting to that level of the States?
It's tough, with the United States, how they have so many just kids playing baseball there.
And yeah.
Their talent pool is so much bigger, but, like, honestly, we're just a few steps behind. I don't see in the near future where we kind of come over and top a few games here.
And ultimately, obviously, you guys ended up in third place against Nicaragua. We talked about the second of two home runs for you in the tournament, arguably the biggest hit of the tournament, breaking a 3-3 tie with a two-run shot. Can you describe that feeling of seeing your team kind of meet you at home plate?
Well, like I said before the game, during the game, I was kind of really struggling too, and it was like I just kind of felt kind of confused up there. I wasn't really seeing the ball very well, and wasn't really sticking to my approach or anything. I was just kind of I was kind of scared to get in the box. That's like during the game, but I kind of went over to my buddy Caesar after we just had a really good inning by John, and he shut him down, and he was really fired up, and I just kind of had a smile on my face heading into the dugout, and I was like, and I looked at Caesar, and I was like, this is going to be my bad, like, I'm doing something here for sure, for the guys, and another hanging curveball, and all the rest is history.
Did he say anything to you after you hit it? I mean, it seems like you kind of called your shot there.
Yeah, he was just like, I can't believe you called it. Like, I can't believe you said that. Like, congrats. That's all he could really say, I guess.
Hey, when you feel it in your gut, you feel it in your gut, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not only did you go to war with Caesar, obviously a Dogs Academy product, also Tyler McWillie, but also the best Canada kind of has to offer. Mm-hmm. What's it like going to war with these guys day in and day out?
Honestly, just seeing their, like, they want to be there and their compete level and, like, just seeing all the talent, it just kind of, like, boosts you almost. It kind of just makes you want to play so much better than you usually play, and it's just great to see that and great to go to war with these guys. I'd love to have them all in my trench.
Awesome, Laron. And this a tournament like this, does that kind of get you set for your next season in the Twins organization?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, you're facing the best of the best, right? So, as you said, it gets you ready. But away from the game, were you able to, or in between the white lines, were you able to interact with any of these teams that you were facing? Obviously, it's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing to interact with players from all different cultures.
It was a little difficult because I'm pretty sure all the teams are in different hotels, but it was good. Like, we had hand pins out in front of, like, in the, or at the start of the games, and we'd always, like, we just kind of introduce ourselves and stuff, and it was a little tough with the language barrier, but, like, you can just see, like, how, like, proud every player was there for their country and got to play for their country and just how proud they were.
Awesome, Laron. We'll end it there. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.